Tonight, it is indeed a family affair on Marvel TV Weekly. There's family issues abounding on Legion and on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And why not take your family to see Infinity War? Marvel TV Weekly starts now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, that's right. We bring it on. We bring things down a little bit.
Ooh.
Space. The final frontier. No, actually, I've got my shows confused. Some of you might be tuning in looking for Star Trek Weekly, but that's on a little hiatus. But 50% of that panel is indeed here.
Hey.
Or actually, we're 67% of the panel. 50% of this panel is from Star Trek Weekly, Carrie and I. We're here Sunday nights talking Marvel TV now. And joined, as always, well, I'm Christian Blatt. That's important to note. Joined as always by Michael Shirley.
Yeah, you had to get your name out there first, didn't you?
Well, it would be weird if I introduced you and didn't introduce you. I guess I could have gone through everybody. And next, Michael Shirley, who do we have? It's Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Hi! Happy Sunday.
On the other end of the desk, the aforementioned Carrie Lane.
What's up?
And in the booth, TBT, Tony has done it again. Indeed, Tony B. Tony _. Thank you for the musical selection.
Thank you for having me. It feels good.
That's true. We moved days and times.
And studios.
And I requested that Tony be with us. We might have gotten somebody else, but I was like, no. We're part of the TBT army. Anyway,
this is part of our Marvel family.
Exactly. I'm so glad you brought up the family aspect of it.
The sweet stylings
of
Tony.
We know it's late, but thank you for joining us in the live chat. And if you're not live, it's okay. Comment down below.
But if they are live, name check anybody who's there.
Zias Bilou.
I love
Dedication.
Zias Bilou.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my boy.
And, awesome. And
anyone else find us?
Where's Star Drew? How did he not find us? It's all right. I'm giving him a hard
time. It is late.
It is very late.
It's late. And I think it's a new switch.
I think he lives in Toronto, too. So it'd be like 1:30 in the morning. Anyway. Cool. All right. So
Ivan's like Sundays now? Yes, that's a new time.
Yeah, it's a new time. Yep. It's all right. If you're catching the archive version of this, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter when we do it. There's so much to talk about, though.
Yes.
I think that we should start with Legion. And there is definitely a family angle on that episode, but we'll work the way from the end of the desk all the way back to us. Carrie, you are on the Legion panel, which is what day and time?
It's on Wednesdays at 10, and
all right.
Amy fills in, and she'll be in there this week, too.
This is true.
So after the next episode. So
no. This Wednesday.
Okay, so gotcha.
So yes, right. After the... Yes.
Then, yes, I really like this episode.
We're talking about chapter 13.
Are we keeping it spoiler-free?
No, we don't do that here, but I'm glad you asked. We're talking about Legion and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s very spoiler-heavy because, there's not really...
That's why y'all are watching. You want to talk about it with us.
Because I was like, so wait, spoiler's good. Because I'm like, it's a big deal. So the reveal about his sister...
Yeah, it's rough.
Oh, that was shot so well, too. Like, the body switch, and then I knew it, though, too. I kind of leaned over. I'm like, it's the sister.
Yeah, I had a thought earlier in this season.
What are you referring to? Sorry.
Legion.
In Legion. So,
if you don't know yet.
Did
you
know I watched it?
You saw the...
Oh, it's
you saw how
David's sister is now in... Lenny took over
That whole thing that Oliver did with that contraption, that was taking David's sister, who, by the way, about the second episode of the season, I was like, wasn't his sister on a lot last year?
Like, where is
and
she?
I was like, where'd she go?
Yeah.
And, I think that was really well done.
Good.
And when... You know, look, they get to have the episodes be whatever length they want them to be on FX, which is great because you have sort of that mundane but like eerie overtone conversation about like, yeah, you ever have a feeling something bad's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're able to really just kind of sit in that moment.
Yeah.
And,
I'm wondering, maybe I haven't seen this episode.
That's all right.
No, it's
you're
a
not
really
alone.
Good episode. Because
did you not watch it, Amy?
Honestly, I get confused because of the days. So I remember watching it because I have, like, I obviously watch it for you guys, duh.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, did I watch? Did I fill in this week? It's just a blur.
Well, this was this is chapter 13, which aired this past Tuesday.
Is this the one where he spends like over and over with Sid?
That's the one. That's last week.
Okay, well then I gotta stay out of this conversation.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. So this is just
for Carrie. Either way, it was a really good episode because the week prior was the Groundhog's Day.
Yeah,
I hated that.
Me too. Well, I wouldn't say I hated it.
I've talked about on this show and actually on Star Trek Weekly. I don't like shows where you keep seeing the same thing again and again.
Do you have a theory on what the one in one is not two means?
No, I'm not smart enough to that.
Explain what it was. Farouk is talking to Oliver, and Oliver is like, I'm going to kill you and beat you.
Which I think is great.
Yes, it's so nice.
He's so matter of fact about it. You're like, oh, I think he's right.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to do it.
And then he's like, all right. And he's like, well, Farouk's like, well, how are you going to do that? And can I get a hint? And Oliver says, okay, I'll give you a hint. What's one in one? Or one plus one.
Two.
And then
that's what Farouk says.
No. He says 11.
Well, there's a theory it's 11, which Rick brought up. And then
does that mean the girl from Stranger Things?
I know what you're talking about.
No, my theory, though, is it was a couple. Because, two people and, essentially they're one entity.
So, David and Sid?
Possibly.
Carrie and Carrie. I mean, isn't that the answer?
That is, they're tighter.
We don't know yet. It's just what's one plus one. And so it's either, a couple. Carrie's a great idea. Nobody brought that up. Which is we didn't think of that one. Or 11. But I'm excited to see where that goes. This episode continued, the beautiful cinematography. Because also they had to strategically, because there's fun nudity that I'm like, oh, I liked how they had the camera and... Maybe
I'm glad that you said it was fun nudity, because if I said it was fun nudity...
Oh, you'd be like,
I'd be like, there is some really fun nudity in this
episode. No, we get to see Lenny naked from behind, and get to see her naked behind.
We get a pretty good look at Aubrey's Plaza.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Were you waiting?
You
were
holding. Definitely didn't see this episode.
You'd remember that, yeah.
But it's shot well, because it makes sense in the context of it. I didn't know where that was going when, they had the skin piece, and I was like, oh, what? But that was cool.
It's not something that you see coming, right up until the point that it's like, at home with David's sister. And then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But, I think that it was well done. And the scenes with Lenny and David, I think, I mean, we're building up to that. Yeah. You know, we eventually want to get that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great. But David's very cocky.
So
when he has his realization, then you're like, oh, yeah, I should probably start doing something.
Yeah.
About this Shadow King.
Which I don't know if you guys announced yet that there will be an additional episode now in the Legion series. There's one more added to the docket.
We didn't announce it because I didn't realize that. Yeah, so there are going to be, 11 episodes.
So that's the other theory. So that's maybe what he means. To that too.
He means 1 plus 1 is episode 11.
That's it.
I kind of doubt that. But
I doubt that
I like
too.
That theory.
But,
maybe it'll happen that episode.
That's true. Well, yeah, I mean, I think it'll all happen that episode.
But yeah, we'll see. And then, yeah, Zaius, I 100% agree. The contacts drove me nuts because Zaius says, contacts bad because the pupil doesn't change. That's exactly what I said. They're not really translucent enough. And because there's a scene in the interrogation, if you guys really want to talk about. She has these blue contacts.
Yeah.
And they just, your pupils don't change and it just looks so artificial that I'm like, could we have, that's where I would want some digital effects. So I'm like, can we just
smooth considering
that
all
out?
The stuff they do visually, it wouldn't have been that hard, but
it just looked bad.
It was just creepy to me. I didn't really think about whether it was
good. That's what it made me think of.
I felt like Lenny was looking into my soul and it made me want to turn off the TV.
But it was a good episode overall.
Well, you guys are going to have to catch up.
Bless you.
Woo! That was a very Shadow King like sneeze. What we talked about last week, well, I guess on Monday, we talked about I really enjoy getting to see Amal Farouk. You know, I think it's much more interesting. You know, it's cool that Oliver and Lenny were, all in there too. I think the preview for next week is a lot. There'll be a lot to unpack from that.
I'm very curious.
Because
about
I think
that
we're going to finally start to see some of these other personalities of David, which is a big part of the comic books.
Yeah.
And it's something that's kind of been missing from the series as a whole, to the extent that I was like, I don't know if we'll ever see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, you have to catch up this week because you'll be on the show. Michael, you don't have to do anything, but I would hope that next week we'll be all caught up and we can all talk about it. Mm-hmm. But let us know in the chat what your thoughts are.
I
you just thought you watched it.
I thought I watched it. I don't know. That's maybe all right. It's all Xfinity's fault.
Can we blame Xfinity for that, please? I mean, I don't have Xfinity. But, you know, if I did, I would blame them. All right. Go ahead.
Before we get to the new shows, your fur coat was noticed. If you want to.
Who noticed it?
Ivan's like, is he wearing a fur coat?
Of course he's wearing a fur coat because it goes with his amazing saber tooth.
Well, it's maybe a little shirt hard to see that saber.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Can we, for those watching on YouTube, can you show off the saber tooth shirt? Yeah. Which is one of my favorites.
And then you have the necklace with the tooth, too.
Yeah, I got a little tooth.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like being inspired a little bit.
Well, if we inspired you to be fashionable, then thank you. We will talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a moment. Now, you guys are caught up on that?
Yes.
I think so.
All right, well, we'll find out. But first, want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was Marvel TV Weekly who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. I wonder if Maria has been talking about Infinity War this week. I guess I'll have to tune in and find out. Because she should be. But is she going to talk about it like spoiler-free, or is she going to dive into all the spoilers?
I think she gets a little deeper. You think, you know, so? Then you know, just
Infinity War?
Yeah, blockbuster movie.
I just would hope she'd have time. Just a couple of minutes. That's all I'm asking for. But, you know, somewhere where they were talking a lot about Infinity War, thank you, was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There was a reference last week, which was, hey, you heard about all that stuff going on in New York? No, I don't watch the news. And that was basically it. Now, this week, Thanos conversationally figures in, and there was a little something that I noticed that happened several times in the episode, referring to, like, headquarters there at the lighthouse as Control, and they called it Control, like, three or four times. Now, if you remember, see, I've seen Infinity War twice now. Spoilers for Infinity War, spoilers for everything, just in case you didn't know. Why can't I think of her name? Maria Hill disappears. Right before that, Nick Fury says, call Control. Why? Who's at Control? And I think that the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are like, Coulson. Oh, it's going to be us. They're like, even if he didn't mean that in the movie, we're going to position ourselves so that it's us. And then maybe there's going to be, you know, like a little video phone call from, or maybe they're going to intercept the text to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a tie-in over the next 2 weeks.
I hope so.
Can we talk about that great story I showed you about why...
I thought it was the story you told me before we started.
No, about why Samuel L. Jackson is Nick Fury.
We can definitely talk about that.
And why they changed him to a black man.
We can definitely talk about that. I love...
It's such a great story.
Yeah, I mean, he's no David Hasselhoff, but he's an adequate Nick Fury.
I think David Hasselhoff really looked like him.
Oh, like the comic book theory? Absolutely. Yeah. He absolutely looked like him. Yeah. Anyway, so those are just a couple of my observations, but you can see that this is happening sort of at the same time as Infinity War. I think that creates some problems because you have, like, an alien invasion that's about to happen, and then you also have Thanos who's like, yeah, I'm busy here, guys, you know?
I feel like it's all tied in with the Captain Marvel movie, you know, like, the Kree or whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, I don't know, I mean, is it established that, like, Cassius and his family are Kree because they're blue? I mean, I take it to mean
no, they just keep talking about the Kree.
Yeah. But I thought that it was, I don't know, we've talked about this on the show before. I like how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. usually will tie into whatever the Marvel movie is at the same time. Usually, it's the end of the season, but there have been times where the movie comes out during the season. So, like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, they were cleaning up after Thor Dark World.
Zayas makes a good point. Note, if Infinity War had been released on May 4th as originally scheduled, then the line in the episode, Thanos is attacking Earth as we speak, would have been totally on the nose.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think when they went into production, it was still planned for them. But by the time they did post, you know, they could have done some additional dialogue recording. ADR for those in the biz. Thank you. Anyway, so that's just some very specific Infinity War thoughts. But Michael, I'll go this way this time. What did you think of this latest episode? And General Talbot, superhero, the one who will save us all. I think that's the title of the episode.
Well, I kind of thought it was going that way with him.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think... I mean, obviously he was crazy when he went into that machine. So I didn't think, given what happened to Ruby, things were really going to go well for him.
I don't know if Ruby was tougher than him.
But maybe it's because
because he's got all the crazy stuff going on.
Well, maybe that was a great line of like, oh, those two voices, how do you deal with it? They just need a general to put them in line.
And that's
like,
true.
Oh, yeah. I buy that.
We all need a general to put us in line. That's why we have Tony B. Tony in the booth. He's our general. He keeps us
in. Stay in line, guys.
Thank you. At Tony B. Tony _. Anyway.
In general, though, I didn't just love it.
Yeah, I think that this is one of those episodes that's like, all right, it's kind of getting us to the end game. I did see a funny exchange on Twitter with Chloe Bennett, who plays Daisy, which was, how many times has Daisy been slammed into the roof of a building and or into the ceiling, I guess is how it was phrased.
That
and
stunt said, looked like crap,
and
by
she,
the way.
Yeah, and she said way too many. Even if it didn't look great, and even though there's a stunt person, there has to be like some coverage of her, like at least, going up like that. So
I did appreciate the fight with her and Yo-Yo, speaking of her getting beat up. That was really fun.
Well, that will tie into our family theme here in the episode. Any other thoughts on the episode?
The way May stepped in, I was like, permanently middle management. She's never going to be the leader. She's just like...
She just
shoots
a gun up in the air?
But she's good for
the cavalry. The cavalry isn't going to be... I mean...
You don't want her behind a desk. You need her out
there.
No,
you don't. No, she's just... I don't think she's ever going to lead the team.
Well, I feel like she would do a better job than Daisy, but I love Daisy, but I don't think she's a leader,
It's tough because in the comic books, Daisy, over the years becomes like the top S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. The only person that had the same clearance as her is Scarlet Widow. So she does it makes sense that they're trying to put her in line for this, but I think just the character development over the years, she's still very, kid, sis, daughter kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of weird. And I think maybe it's intentional because Yo-Yo points it out, it is, we didn't pick you.
Well, as I said.
Oh, sorry, I need to jump on that because we got quite a few comments last week of our opinions on Yo-Yo, Team Yo-Yo or not and everything. But pointing out the Yo-Yo line of, we didn't choose you, and someone's like, oh, well, they didn't choose Coulson either. But,
Coulson chose them.
They all signed on with Coulson as leader. Yes. They didn't sign on to be led by Daisy. And that does indeed factor into the family thread running through the episode, is that sometimes family fight, and sometimes families have superpowers, and it makes for a way more exciting fight.
I don't really think Daisy's going to get where she is in the comic books, this way. I think, she needs to go in and be, a Maria Hill, kind of, standing at the side of Nick Fury, maybe, for a while.
I think that would be a
good
role for
her. Appropriate person to do that.
She needs an intern.
And I feel like if anyone is going to make it out of this franchise and merge with the movies, it would be
Chloe
Bennett. Yeah.
I mean, I hope that, the series is around next year at least. But if not, it'd be great to see, Quake,
it's going to get another season, no doubt.
I
they're going to bill it as the final season.
I think the ratings don't really figure into it. I think that ABC, Disney is like, this is good for the business. Yeah. This is good to keep interest up. I have no idea how you tell the story for a year waiting for the next part of Infinity War, but that'd be the fun in it.
Like, that would make perfect sense, though.
Amy, what did you think of the episode?
I don't want to hear that.
I'm wondering if they would ever take it to the streaming service. The new Disney service?
If it was starting next year, maybe. I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. Just if the ratings aren't that great, you know, take the fan base that they do
I think
have.
ABC has to take the hit if the ratings aren't great, you know? Yeah. I think that it's just, you know, Disney / Marvel Studios is just like, it just helps us to be on TV every week. Basically a free commercial. Mm-hmm. Like, don't forget that we have all these movies coming up. But what did you think of this? What did you think of this episode as a whole?
I liked it. I don't know. I don't know if I'm the only one that after Infinity War, like, after that weekend, I'm just kind of, like, on my way down from everything. And right now, I'm just like, yeah, okay, cool. I want a lot of action, a lot of fighting. Just like, wow.
We got fighting.
Yeah, but, like, a lot. Like, I want the stakes to be high. Like, people are going to die. I mean,
we have Talbot telling people to kneel, you know? Yeah, that's cool. He folded hell up into a suitcase.
That was so cool. Yeah. I don't know what that says about me.
This is a crappy way to go.
How you die first. Like, is your spine snapped? Is your brain
off? That's a question for
sure. It's just more like humiliating. Yeah. Like, that was you.
It's like, great character. Okay, you're gone now. You know, but that's the way Thanos does things. Yeah.
I really like Deke. Like, at the beginning of the season, I was still kind of like, whatever, Deke, you're annoying. But now, it's like, the way he acts with Daisy, I'm like, bro,
Came to Earth, I really liked him. But now the talking to Daisy and just like, oh, I don't know if that would be weird for us. And she's like, why would that be weird for us? And I'm just like, oh, Deke.
I kind of like that.
I want him to be smarter. Because he has that moment where he goes to the high five with Fitz. And then he's like, no, that's weird. You're in a different time. Like, it'd be better if he goes, oh, is that different now? Like, which was smart that he asked it with the lemons.
Well, I was going to say, that was the moment that I really liked was Daisy was like, what are these lemons?
What a weirdo.
Yeah, what a weirdo.
And he's like, yeah, totally fits.
The excuse I use, like, when it comes to, like, a Marvel character, like, acting off. I'm always like, social skills, they were on some island or a spaceship.
Yeah. I mean, he's
Danny Rand. Exactly. Yes. Yes. He's not really around... Like, he hasn't been around humans, like, of now.
And he does love Zima. Let's never forget Zima. How much he loves Zima.
Not enough vitamin D.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. He'd just been in a spaceship his whole life.
Yeah, I do like how they tied it in at the end with Infinity War. And I'm looking forward to what we're going to see next.
Mm-hmm. I think decent.
Next episode.
He's adorkable.
Okay, sure.
Because he's adorable and dorky, he's adorkable.
I was telling you, I was watching on the Lifetime, like, movie network or whatever. There was a movie called, like, Manson's Little Girl or Lost Little Girls. It was about Charles Manson or whatever, and Deke played Charles Manson.
And you told me that. I can't imagine him playing Charlie Manson.
It was such a different character.
Was he good?
He was good.
Okay, so that's a good actor. Yeah.
A Lifetime movie, it was good, you know, but, it was such a different character than what he plays SHIELD.
So, like, daytime Emmy good, but not Oscar good.
Right.
Okay.
So
no offense to the daytime Emmy.
Look, they're not the Oscars, are they?
No, but the Oscars aren't the daytime
Emmy. I mean, they're not even showing the daytime Emmys on televised TV anymore.
No, it's like on...
I went to them. They were a very fancy event.
I'm just saying it wasn't on TV.
Live stream.
Yeah. Great live stream.
But after I saw that and saw, you know, that completely different character, it made me like him on SHIELD even more because I was like, oh, he's a good actor because he's like nothing like Charles Manson.
Super different.
On SHIELD.
I want to see that now.
What if he started acting like Charles Manson in the next episode? All of a sudden, Deke is Charles Manson.
I'd be on that.
Well, different character thing. Zayas points out that the actress who played Hale was apparently on Arrow playing a DA prosecuting Oliver.
Oh, okay. So
that's cool.
She's like, bye.
Yeah, she's like,
new show.
She's like, gotta go. Yeah.
Not from the show, but I was going to say, quick plug, I interviewed Monish Dayal, who was on the last season.
The senator's brother.
Yes.
And I'm bad with that
character. No, I forgot the name, too. But I really liked him
Framework
for what little
season,
bit he was.
I still have PTSD from the Framework season.
But it was cool because he had a short film 15 years later, so I got to talk to him about that and like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he was like, yeah, he'd want to be on another kind of superpower show again.
Sure.
I was like, you were so cool. And that interview will be online sometime shortly soon.
I'm surprised they let them jump from show to show like that. Like, I remember, right before the girl that plays Blink on The Gifted.
Yes,
like
your favorite show.
She was on Gotham as, like, God, Like,
oh, but see, that's like different universe. That's girl, super different. Well, the
girl. That's what I'm saying. Like, to go from DC to Marvel, I'm surprised they don't say, like,
I mean,
that you can't work for like another comic book also, franchise for like girl, 5 years.
The girl who plays like Lauren on The Gifted was on Gotham as well. She was like this girl who was Gallivan, whatever the mayor's was. It was like his niece, and she was like flirting with Bruce Wayne. So so she was on the show too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So but you don't really have exclusive contracts for your day players who you have for like 3-4 episodes.
I don't know. I
the thing that surprises me is Josh Brolin as Thanos, and 2 weeks later he's Cable. That like there should have been something in the contract. It's like you don't get to be another superhero.
Maybe movie. I should say I'm surprised DC. Yes, yeah. cool well, with all go. That because Marvel's overuses actors.
I was gonna say there's been movies that have had different characters.
Very true. I mean, we can talk about Chris Evans as the Human Torch and Captain America. So, final thoughts on this episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Carrie? I know we've talked sort of generally, but
I thought it was a good episode. I really want Yo-Yo and Daisy to like. talk it out. Oh, like, not necessarily.
I was wondering where that was going.
No, they got their fight, but it's just one of those, like, they're just yelling at each other, and it's one of those, like, can we agree to disagree? I like May's moment of telling Yo-Yo, okay, you know what? Figure out how you fit in this, or just don't be here when we come back. And I like that of, like, okay.
Also,
the bickering's just dumb and accomplishes nothing. And only May's kind of the one that's like, children, stop.
Yeah. She's very much their mom. I like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That dynamic is more comfortable than Yo-Yo and Mac. Because Mac's just like, don't touch me with your crazy robot hands.
I hate that so much.
That was so sad.
It's, they're kind of coming around to each other.
I mean, I thought that before this week, but I don't know. I mean, you know, she did, you know, lock him up and take fits.
Throw away the keys.
So, it's kind of a whole thing. Whatever, it happens.
It happens. But that's the whole point. These things happen with family. And that's why we have talked about this before, as Michael reminded me. But we just want to briefly talk about some great families in the Marvel Universe. They can be TV universe. They can be movies. They can be comics. I will go first because I talk about the Fantastic Four a lot because the Fantastic Four have not had fantastic movies. And I just keep hoping that one day we're going to get a good Fantastic Four movie. Because they're great characters. They're a huge part of the Marvel Universe. They should really be right in the middle of Infinity War, but they're not. And I'm a big fan of Sue Storm, the Invisible Girl / Invisible Woman, and Johnny Storm, the Human Torch. I'm thinking from the comic books, love Michael B. Jordan as Human Torch. Ooh, Kate Mara, though. No, that's not. Jessica Alba was a way better Invisible Woman, and I'm not saying she was great. I'm just saying she was better than Kate Mara. But I don't know. I like that brother-sister dynamic. It's a, you know, that's a real family, the Fantastic Four, because Sue marries Reed Richards. So it's like, it's really just the thing is the odd man out, you know?
But he's still part of it. Well, he's like honorary family.
He's known Reed forever.
I feel like you've been kind of dancing around it. So are you trying to say that Maria Menounos was the best person in Fantastic Four?
Yes, absolutely. She was amazing in it. I was so glad she was in it. In that Fantastic Four.
I like those two.
The first two Fantastic Four.
No.
Oh.
The first Fantastic Four is the Roger Corman.
Okay.
Writer. But no, I like the second two.
That's what I meant. I said that first cast. Yeah. I thought it was fine, but and I don't know. I mean, the first one did well enough that they made a second one.
Yeah.
That's the other thing too is the Silver Surfer's in the second one, and he really needs to be.
Scene. Yes. It's so great.
He really needed to be an Infinity War Silver Surfer, and it's very upsetting.
That's a question I have for you. Uh-oh. Do you think that if the Fantastic, I mean, I know the rights are kind of weird with the Fantastic Four, but do you think if the Fantastic Four movie had done well, they would have been in Infinity War, and we would have seen a Silver Surfer.
Tony's saying absolutely. I agree. I think that they could have worked some licensing out the way they did with Spider-Man. Yeah, they would have just been like, look, we really need them in this movie. Can we have the Silver Surfer? By the way, it's not 100% that we wouldn't see the Silver Surfer in Avengers 4.
It's true.
Just saying.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think he's an underappreciated character.
What are his rights?
He's wrapped up with Fantastic Four.
So.
He doesn't really cross over because you know you get characters like we've talked about
he's
Quicksilver.
With Thanos so much.
Yeah, no, like, I know.
Yes. I know this because of the comics.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because you've been doing your research, your mm-hmm. reading list, your summer reading.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, summer reading.
It's a summer reading, yeah. Essentially.
Now, did you just like go buy a bunch of them?
No, or online.
Doing, okay, cool.
Online.
Girl, that's not the way. You need the hard copy in your hand.
I know, but I don't.
I gave you X-Men number one.
I know, I have that. But it's easier for me because I'm not used to reading comics. Like, you start here, no, go here, and then the certain kind of font. So it helps. But also, it's super portable, and I'm not scared that I'm going to
like
it.
I can really go
with the portable and having a lot of them, then just read manga. Yeah. It goes backwards.
I'm just old fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
That's what? Such a weird like thing to point out of like people who've never read comics, they have trouble reading them because they're not sure how to follow like the not just you, Amy, but like
the thought bubbles and stuff.
Like, another person in my life recently that I showed her like the manga that I had, the Junji Ito, and she was just like so foreign.
Well, those are backwards as well.
Yeah, but like even then, it's still the same principle where you read to a certain. You know, you see, it's a certain chain of like text that
you get.
Yeah, no, but you're smart with like different manga books. You open the like the front page and they're like, oh, whoops, this is the back.
And look,
and then they show you a diagram of how you're supposed to follow it.
I've read thousands of comic books in my life. There are times where there are arrows that tell you because they look at the pictures and they're like, okay, it's gonna be a little hard to follow. So go this one to that one to that one. And you know, so sometimes it can be a little difficult. Yes.
But it's a fun challenge.
Very quickly, because we've had this aside. So, what specifically did you read about Thanos? Mm-hmm. Did you read Infinity Gauntlet? Is that what you read?
Yes.
That's actually the extent of what I read, because that's when I saw her comics. Like Infinity Wars and all these other things I haven't actually read.
You haven't read Infinity Crisis yet, have you?
No. I didn't even know that existed.
That's after, like, Gauntlet and War, right?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely after War.
That's when she gets to the AP reading list, and she's still like the 11th grade reading list. That's fine.
Hey, I'm getting there,
I've only read Thanos Quest, and I loved it so much.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I love Thanos in that.
The last scene in Infinity War is where he's sitting there watching the sunrise. So you can look it up online. There's panels. It's in Infinity Gauntlet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's just sitting there. And I forgot to talk about that last week. And so I don't know. I love those kind of homages.
Yeah.
And when Nebula's being tortured, that's right out of a different story. So I don't know. I like the way that they do some homages like that. But anyway, we're talking about family. So. The last time we talked about family, I know Michael was all in on the Maximoffs, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver.
In the Summers.
Oh, in the Summers family.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I didn't go into them. Like
you reminded me that there's not just Scott Summers, Cyclops, Alex Summers, Havoc, and then there is...
Rachel.
But they have a third brother, right?
Oh, gosh.
Mimic?
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, I always forget about him.
Name.
So he's then Rachel is like their future daughter. Cable counts...
Yeah, but
and there's
he's
Jean
the daughter
and
of...
Yeah. It's a very confusing family tree.
Yeah, that actually tied into something else that... I don't know if we're going to get time for it, but we wanted to talk about, like, some crazy people in the Marvel Universe.
We might have to save the crazies for next week. I think that we'll really
Pryor
dive in.
Madeline Pryor is a great...
Madeline Pryor.
Great.
Have you read something of Madeline Pryor?
I've seen her in the comics.
If you want to see good Madeline Pryor, and by good I mean really, really bad, the Madeline Pryor that's just had enough is the Inferno crossover that they did, where it's like all the mutants are involved in that. And that's when she's the Goblin Queen. And that's...
Loki's involved around that time, too.
Do you like comic book Loki, or do you feel
the same
way
about... I don't like Loki
just as a character.
Any at all. No.
All right.
I don't think I know Madeline Pryor.
She is a... She's essentially a clone of Jean Grey. That's not how the character was created.
Okay.
But that's like what they retconned, and that's what they settled on, was that she was a clone of Jean Grey.
Mr. Sinister's experiment gone wrong.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when she was created, it was just going to be randomly, Scott met a girl who looked just like Jean. He was going to move to Alaska, settle down, not be a superhero anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So those are things you read. But so I talked about families that you liked in the past, Michael. But who are those who you want to talk
anyone
about?
Anyone in the future? Anyone right now sticking out?
No, that's
me?
What you talked about in a previous episode. Yes.
People right now I want to talk about.
The brother
about
and sister
families.
On The Gifted, right?
Your favorite show.
No.
What about the royal family on The Inhumans?
I think The Inhumans are super fun. In fact, I just found out we always talk about Quicksilver.
Yes.
I found out there was like a really short-running comic called Quicksilver in 1997. Only lasted a year.
I don't remember.
And the Inhumans are like in half of it. And I can't wait to get my hands on it. But I don't know. if we're going to talk about maybe something new school, I'm really excited to see in the comic books what's going to go on with Jubilee's baby.
So this is Vampire Jubilee.
Yeah. Has a baby. Yeah, she's adopted a baby named Shogo Lee. And I'm excited to see a child, hopefully maybe, I would like to finally see a child grow up in real time over comic books. I mean, I know it's so hard.
It's very hard
to do that. But with the way the franchises have been intertwining their stories, it's like if you could make a good 10-year arc where you knew you weren't going to change, like, from legacy to whatever, you know, maybe to see, like, a child actually grow up. Because, you know, if you look at Jubilee, she's probably one of the only people that I can think of that has kind of grown up over real time a little bit. Now she's, like, in her, like, what, late 30s and the new Generation X, and she's running the team. But it would be really cool to see the child grow up and see what goes on with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think generally you have characters grow up really slowly in the comic books. I mean, in 1979, Kitty Pryde was 13 and a half, and I think now she's in her late
20s. Or they grow up really fast. They do something weird, and they get transported to another place,
Colossus
and
then their future self. Colossus' sister, Ileana, was a little girl, and then they decided they wanted to age her up, so all of a sudden, after a four-issue miniseries, she's a teenager, so she can be on the New Mutants. And, you know, and then she ends up being a little girl again.
Same thing happened with Cable. Take Cable, because when he's a baby, he's Madeline Pryor's actually her son.
Yeah.
And he gets some kind of genetic virus from Mr. Sinister and has to be taken into the future. And that's when he comes back, you know, a grown man and causes even more problems.
Well, family that you choose / kind of out of solidarity. I like the Runaways family. Like all the kids as their own family unit.
Yeah, because I mean, they can't trust their parents.
Exactly.
So they have to kind of become their own family. I think that's
it's a family. It's your friends that have become a family, and then they all, pretty much all of them, don't trust their parents. So then they share that bond as well, which creates a different kind of unique relationship for all of them. But then you almost get incestuous because then you get Nico and I'm blanking on her name.
When I think of incestuous families, I think of
the blonde girl. I was only joking that because then if they're a family, but anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
As a family, I like them as a unit. They're fun. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just a fun group, too. And I want to see, I'm curious how the show will go because I was actually on Hulu and I'm like, I miss Runaways.
I know.
I want to see where they go because I'm like, I love this
whole
family now.
They're in production on the second season. So, you know, hopefully before too long.
Yes.
And what are some family members or families or maybe families you want to be a part of, Amy, in the Marvel Universe?
Yeah. Jessica Jones.
So Trish. I would not want to be part of the family.
Not, I don't know.
So you want to be like their third sister?
No, I don't.
You just like that family.
Thank you in the chat. Oh, Carolina.
Carolina, thank you so much.
I was blanking too.
Yeah. So you could go out on tour with Trish while she sings Cray Cray?
Oh my, you know,
you could
actually
be a backup dancer.
She needs someone to guide her.
I really like that song.
Tony,
I don't care. Well, no, I like them more because it's not your typical kind of family. Oh, understatement of the century.
Well, that's also family, not by blood, but by choice.
But I also, I like that season 2 of Jessica Jones, we got to see Jessica's mom. Mm-hmm. And that interaction, also Trish's mom, like, all of that is so messy, but I love it. Would I want to actually be part of that family? No, not really. That seems way too stressful, but if I was put in that situation, I'd roll with it because I really like Kristen Ritter. Why not?
Then you might, you know, you'd have to really be able to drink a lot if you wanted to be part of that family.
That would not be easy. Liver. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not a superhero. So
I finally finished Jessica Jones, so I'm like...
So you're finally all caught up, yeah. So we talked about it. Did we ruin anything for you? Because we kept... Oh, no, you actually were...
No,
you
ruined it in the sense of built up of Trish, what, like, something she becomes. So I was thinking there'd be more, and I'm like, that's it?
Yeah, well, it's just a hint of Hellcat.
There was stuff everywhere.
No, but I wanted, her to do something.
Yeah, no, no.
You want a costume?
Yes.
I wanted a costume, too.
Fighting. And on that, on, like, let's say if it's 13 episodes, I wanted her to be doing stuff on, like, 11.
Sure.
Not at the end of 13. And there was just so much more stuff that I found Trish super annoying this whole season.
No.
I was like, oh.
I loved her this season.
Yeah.
Selfish Trish is the best.
Bad decision making Trish.
Yeah.
Well, let us know in the chat what you thought of to call back to Jessica Jones. One, How soon do you want to see the Hellcat suit? Like Jessica Jones season now. 3 episode
yesterday.
1?
Yesterday.
In the first minute? Yeah.
I was looking up the pictures after.
Yeah. Or and also, I mean, what did you think of Trish? Always let us know what you think. And some of your
of Trish.
Some
always of your favorite always Trish. Trish. Yeah.
And some of your favorite Marvel families. We can always talk about that.
I will say, though, the thing I did really like about it is finally Jessica is having a little bit of, like, maybe what you're doing is not the best course of action in life. Because it's taking... That's the thing that I found frustrating with her with season one is, like, her kind of pity party me, which finally getting her backstory made it more sense. But now she's kind of like, oh, maybe this isn't, like, the way I should be living. And I was like, character development! Yay! So I like that for her. But yeah, Trish and
I'd say that's
mom. Trish's mom.
Overall, just a sweeping generalization, the Marvel Netflix shows, you're able to get really good character development because they have so much time to work with. I mean, even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you get, you know, 42 minutes a week and you're spaced out. This is like, you can kind of let it breathe a little bit, so... personally, I enjoy that. We are pretty much out of time. Next week, I think, is when we'll talk about a fun topic we were going to get to this week. Your favorite now I can't even say it.
Megalomaniacs!
Thank you. Your megalomaniacs in the Marvel
that?
Universe.
You're saying that 5 times really fast.
No, I just barely said it one time. your TV, movie, comic book ones all across the board.
Maybe we can use that song like by Incubus or whatever, Megalomaniac.
I was going to use that song, Maniac, from the 80s.
She's a
maniac, mania.
With
yeah, because, you know, if there's an 80s song, it's what I'm going to use. And hey, congratulations to Infinity War for making... $1 billion in 11 days.
Yeah. I like your quiet clap. You're like,
yeah. I mean, you know, that's so there's something to be said for that. Tony, are you going to say something? All of a sudden, there's like some. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Carrie, what'd you do?
I was like, I didn't do it.
It's okay.
Push it in.
All right. Well, is that what happened? Oh, boy.
Hold it there.
Just hold there. Well, we're going to wrap up.
It's there. It's fine. No.
I think you got to hold it. All right, but we're going to wrap up right now anyway, so it'll be fun. Anyway, thanks everybody for joining us on your date and time. We will be back next Sunday at 10 Pacific. And, you know, if it's past your bedtime to watch us live, you can always watch the archive, YouTube, and subscribe.
Or get a new bedtime.
Thank you, Tony B.
I like that idea.
And, by the way, if you want more Infinity War talk, jump over to the Popcorn Talk Network for the most recent episode of Anatomy of a Movie, where I was there for some hardcore nerd conversation, 90 minutes with Phil and Dimitri, where we talked about Infinity War. And if that's not enough for you, well, you go ahead and you can find 2 episodes on Infinity War on my personal podcast, The Blackcast, BLADTCAST.com. And Amy, you're on Popcorn Talk Network for Marvel Movie News.
Discussed it.
Probably going to keep discussing it because there's a lot to say.
With who?
With Coy Jandrow and Markia McCarty.
I think he wanted
also
you to say
box
him.
Office breakdown.
And Tony B. Tony _. That is Tuesdays at 2. Right? Yes. Yeah. 2 Pacific Standard Time.
But
yeah.
Ryan Sands.
And Ryan, yeah.
The other special guest who's a co-host with Kevin Smith on his show.
Yeah, this last week we had two
great
very
plug,
special
Tony.
Two very
so
special
Ryan
guests.
Sands, our friend who was here on the show, who follows me on Instagram.
Me too.
Liked some pictures over the weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was a lot of fun, and they opened up this really nice box full of toys.
An unboxing?
That had to do with Infinity War. So there was a lot to unpack.
Literally.
That episode.
All right. Well, you can follow me at ChristianDMZ, Twitter and Instagram. Michael, where do people find you?
You can find me at Michael X Shirley on Instagram and Twitter. And be sure to keep watching because this is my last month as a recurring host here on Marvel TV Weekly. I'll be dropping in from time to time.
You're going
to
get calls on Skype that you're not expecting because it'll be 1 in the morning where you're going.
Yeah, I'll do some Skype. I'll come back every once in a while, but oh my gosh, I'm going to watch you guys every week and I'll miss you.
I'll be in the chat.
Be in the chat one day and I'll surprise you.
Oh, that'll be great.
But yeah, keep watching and watch me on Tuesdays on Roseanne.
And Amy, where do people find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, pretty much everywhere online, at AmyCassandraMTZ, also on GeekBomb. I don't know if I've shared that with you guys,
but I don't know if you have.
I don't think I have, so I'm sharing it now. We are doing a lot of coverage with a lot of very nerdy things, so just follow GeekBomb on all social media as well.
And Carrie?
Yeah, you guys can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
All right, and of course, as I said, in the booth, Tony B. Tony _... And we will see you all next Sunday. Until then, Excelsior!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.